Welcome back. The Pentagon has now been ordered by the House in the new NDAA to tell the public whether or not it weaponized ticks and whether or not it released them into the public. And, of course, we're talking about the long-reported stories about what happened with Lyme disease coming from Plum Island. Now, there's a lot of basis in fact on this. As a matter of fact, there's a new book that has come out. The author is Chris Newby. It's published by Harper. And this is their description of the book. While on vacation in Martha's Vineyard, Chris Newby was bitten by an unseen tick. That bite changed her life forever, pulling her into the abyss of a devastating illness that took 10 doctors to diagnose, years to recover. She had become one of the 300,000 Americans who are afflicted with Lyme disease each year, and that number is growing. That is now metastasized out of that little area close to the biological chemical weapon facility on Plum Island in that New Jersey area. It's now metastasized out of there. It's very prevalent all the way down to North Carolina where we lived. She was driven, they said, to understand why. The quest led her to Willie Bergdorfer, the discoverer of the microbe that causes Lyme disease. He revealed that he had developed bug-borne bioweapons during the Cold War, and he believed that the Lyme epidemic was started by a military experiment that was gone wrong. And as Harper, the publishers of this book, point out, and the book is named Bitten, a superb, meticulous work of narrative journalism, Bitten takes readers on a journey to investigate these claims, from biological weapons facilities to interviews with biosecurity experts and microbiologists doing cutting-edge research, all the while uncovering darker truths about Willie Bergdorfer. I haven't read this book. I'm going to get this book. Is he one of the people that came over with Operation Paperclip? It's very well documented. As a matter of fact, you have other authors like Annie Jacobson talking about how we didn't get reparations from the Germans after World War II like they did after World War I. As a matter of fact, we set up the Marshall Plan to make sure that we didn't have a replay of that, that we didn't exacerbate situations. But what we did get afterwards, both Russia and the U.S., got a payoff in terms of scientists, and they were not too picky about the ethics of these scientists. You know, whether it is Wernher von Braun, who used slave labor at Peenemünde to build the rockets, or whether it was some of these other people who had done experiments that even at the time that Operation Paperclip was going on, one of the things that exposed it was the outrage when one military officer blew the whistle on the fact that they wanted to get a flight surgeon for the German military who had essentially found a way to revive people who had died from hypothermia, from freezing to death. And he did it by human experimentation. He did it by putting people in a vat of ice and freezing them to death and then seeing what it took to revive them. And once that was released, people got a glimpse of it. But the full truth is just now starting to come out, 70 years later. And then there's what happened here in America. You know, as a matter of fact, when I saw that, I thought, you know, I wonder if that was the inspiration for the Captain America plot line, you know, getting frozen to death and being able to revive them later. That was the idea of the Germans. They said, look, we're rescuing these pilots. They make the raids on Britain, and then they fly back over the channel. They get shot down. They parachute out, and a lot of them have frozen to death just before we get to them. So let's see, you know, maybe even after they've been dead for, you know, half hour or so, maybe we can revive them. And so they just took it to an extreme with the comic books. But that was something that got into the press at the time it was happening. But most of the stuff was kept hidden. We had Fort Detrick in Maryland. We have Plum Island. We have all these different things. And it's still going on. We have the CDC, our biggest pusher of vaccines, of course, right? They are the big retailer of vaccines. They're the driving force behind the mandates behind vaccines, panicking everybody about measles. And yet, What does the CDC do? The CDC has a select agents program that brings in extremely dangerous and extremely contagious diseases and works on making them more lethal and more contagious. It's called their select agent program. So all this stuff is continuing here. It isn't any theory that we have a massive biological weapons program and that it looks at this as completely devoid of any moral or legal calculations, just like the Nazis that were the seminal components of building this system for the Pentagon after World War II. They absolutely do not care about the legality or the morality of this. And so I see this as a very, very positive sign. The person who put this in is a Republican congressman from New Jersey, Chris Smith. He instructed that the House-approved amendment instructs the Defense Department's Inspector General to conduct a review of whether or not the U.S., quote, experimented with ticks and other insects regarding use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975. It's just a coincidence, I'm sure, that this happened right in that area, don't you think? I mean, it was only 3, maybe 4 years ago that we had all of these reports about how the CDC and its highest level biosafety labs, and they have 4 different levels of biosafety labs. And they brought in a very rare microbe called Burkholderia pseudomallei. It only existed in 2 very, very remote places on the planet. They brought it to Tulane University, to the primate center there. And of course, it escaped out of their bio level, is either 3 or 4 lab. Somehow, it found its way into 500 acres there with the monkeys that were roaming around wild. They found a contamination there. And this is something that, in its native form, where it is, it's a fatal disease. And so let's bring this in, see if we can make another weapon out of it. If we can intensify it, make it more contagious. And in the process, and their carelessness, as we were seeing all the different reports about how they didn't have functioning air filters in these different biosafety labs, and there are literally hundreds of them that are operating in a neighborhood, in a community near you. This is your government. This is what they're allowed to get away with because they keep a lid on it and they keep it secret. And we need to start shining the light on these secret Nazi programs. You want to talk about Nazis everywhere? Trump is not a Nazi. These people are Nazis. It's a Nazi science program. This is what we should be concerned about. Yeah, we can talk about this back and forth and the political jostling and the fact that you got Joe Biden challenging President Trump to push-ups. My goodness, what a bunch of puppets and clowns they are. And it is nothing but theater. At least this particular congressman got to the heart of the issue of what we need to discover, what they're doing to us. And if you think that these biological weapons are dangerous, oh, just wait until you look at what they're doing to control your mind and to control your speech, which is going on right before us right now. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with 3 other compounds, 2 forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.